So your cock is all locked up, huh? And you still came on here to listen to my audio. I'm not going to unlock you. You know that, right? This isn't some trick. There's no surprise ending here. This whole thing is just gonna be torture for you. You're agreeing to spend the next however long listening to me tease you, suck you, fuck with you, all while you can't touch yourself. And you still want to go through with it? Alright, whatever you want. Before we start, if you don't have a key holder right now and are instead looking after your own keys, I want you to take them and put them as far away from you as you can. Put them in a totally different room if you're able. I don't want you tempted at all to unlock yourself during this. Good boy. Your cage is already getting pretty tight, isn't it? As your cock struggles to get hard, pushing against the cage as it gets more and more desperate to be free. Notice how helpless you feel. All you want to do is reach down and stroke it, but you can't. My poor boy. All locked up with nowhere to go, nothing to touch. But this is what you wanted, remember? Now close your eyes and lay back for me. Think about how good it would feel to let that cock free. Imagine it just springing out of its cage, feeling it grow hard, properly hard, unimpeded by that tricky little cage. Imagine it just free, ready to be touched, ready to be teased, ready to be played with. Now think about me. Think about me at the foot of your bed. Naked, like I am now. My hair draped over my shoulders, falling onto my perfect tits. Think about me crawling between your legs. My hands running slowly up your calves. My warm fingers trailing up your thighs. Slowly crawling towards that cock. Free, eager, hard. Think about how good it would feel for me to gently wrap my hand around your cock. My fingers closing around it one by one. And then I'd start stroking you. Up and down. Up and down. Up. And down, slowly at first, just teasing you, feeling as you got harder and thicker in my hand, throbbing and leaking pre-cum for me, and then I'd go faster, getting you closer and closer to the edge, stroking you up and down, using my thumb to play with your tip. That would drive you crazy, wouldn't it? Feeling me edge you with my hands. But I think I know it would drive you even crazier. If I just started sucking you. If I wrap my lips around your eager cock. And just sucked and licked and edged you with my mouth. If I licked you up and down and up and down and kissed that cock. Over and over and over worshiping it. Or if I had you all the way in the back of my throat. If I gagged on that perfect cock, tasting it all. You want a stroke, don't you? You're regretting this whole thing. You're regretting putting that cage on. You're regretting putting this audio on, aren't you? Well, that's too bad. This is what you chose. This is on you. You know you could have made other choices. You could have just chosen another audio. A nice, generous audio where you get to stroke your cock, where you get to edge, where you get to come. Hell, where you even just get to touch your cock. You could be blissfully riding the edge right now. Maybe you'd even be coming, but no, not you. Instead, you're lying there, untouched, locked up. Aching, desperate, and it's all your fault. Too bad. I told you from the start there's no happily ever after for you, but I will let you stroke. Not your cock, of course, but I'll let you stroke something else. Anything else, really. Anything that's remotely phallic shaped. Hairbrush, tube of toothpaste. Anything. Just be a good boy and go get something. Go on. You got it? Good. I want you to hold it just above your cock for me. So close it's almost touching. Close your eyes and start stroking whatever it is. Does that feel good? No. Too bad. Imagine if you'd made better choices when you were stroking your actual cock right now instead. Feeling that pleasure shoot through your body. Go on. Stroke up and down. Up and down. Get faster as you feel my lips slide down your cock. My tongue teasing your tip. My hand stroking you up and down. As my mouth concentrates on your head. Even if I were there with you, I would do this while you were locked up. Make you wear a strap on and give that dildo a blowjob while your cock just lays there, helplessly locked. Something tells me you'd like that. Looking down and seeing me slowly take my time giving that dildo a blowjob. My eyes staring up at you. Your mind racing. Thinking just how good it would feel to actually feel my lips on your cock. Fuck, that'd be fun. stroke faster for me. You know, if you had chosen a different audio, this would be the time I'd start counting you down and letting you come. Do you want that? Do you need that? Why don't we see just how desperate to come you really are? I'll let you, if you can. Go on, you can touch yourself for real. I mean, you've got a cage, so you can't really stroke, but maybe you could use one finger to tease your tip. Feel a little bit of warmth from your finger through whatever small openings there are in your cage. Pretend it's mine. Or stroke the cage, and maybe, just maybe, if you close your eyes, it'll feel like the real thing. I'm gonna beg you to come. And it's not my fault if you're not able to. 10. Fuck, I want your cum. 9. I want it so bad. 8. I love watching you like this. 7. So helpless. 6. So desperate. 5. So fucking sexy. 4. Keep going. 3. Keep desperately trying to make yourself come. 2. Nearly there. 1. Do it. 0. Come. Come for me right now. Please, God, please. God, I want it so fucking bad. God, I want your cum. Come for me, come for me. I'm desperate for it, please. Please. Except you can't, can you? Because no matter how hard you try, no matter how intensely you try to trick your mind that if you could get your hand positioning just right, you could come, you can't. And no matter how much you protest, you don't want to. Because you chose this, remember? And because I told you from the start what I was gonna do to you. And because you're still here listening. It really is too bad. I did so want you to come. But you only have yourself to blame. Now, keep that cage on at least until you go to bed. Until next time, my locked up desperate.